Measure twice, cut once. Dear Tim and Moby, can you explain the Pythagorean theorem? From Carrie. Sure thing. The Pythagorean theorem applies to right triangles like this one. Every right triangle has a right angle. Apparently, that's why they call them right triangles. The side opposite to that right angle is called the hypotenuse, and the sides adjacent to that angle are called the legs. The Pythagorean theorem says that the square of the length of the hypotenuse is equal to the sum of the squares of the length of the legs. Or c squared equals a squared plus b squared. Well, let's try it out. C is our hypotenuse. We can plug in 5 for that, and we know that 5 squared is 25. Leg A measures 4 inches, so a squared is 16. And leg B is 3 inches, which makes b squared 9. 16 plus 9 is equal to 25. We just proved the Pythagorean theorem. We can use the Pythagorean theorem to find the length of a right triangle's leg as long as we know the length of the other leg and the hypotenuse. 10 squared is 100, and 6 squared is 36. We subtract 36 from each side, which gives us 64 equals b squared. So b equals the square root of 64, which is 8. Leg B is 8 inches long. Pretty cool that the Pythagorean theorem works, eh, Moby? Wow, look at all those toothpicks you made. You know they sell those in stores, right? That's true. These are made of nicer wood.